Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We want to thank you for another day that you have made, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice and we are glad in this day. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. Thank you for a desire to take time to pray. You encourage us over and over again that men ought to always pray. God, we must always pray, God, because things that the enemy tries to do, Lord, if we're not steadfast in prayer, it'll overcome us. It'll overwhelm us. It will consume us. It will knock us off the straight and narrow pathway, God. It will knock us out of the race. But if we can keep our mind and we can keep our hearts focused on you, consistent, fervent in prayer, God, fervent in seeking after you and your word, God, fervent in committing ourselves and fasting and praying, if we can remain steadfast, nothing that the enemy throws our way will be overwhelming, will overtake us, will knock us down, Lord, but we'll continue to remain steadfast and focus in on you. And God, we had a doozy of a situation yesterday in our lives, Lord, and we thank you, God, that we had a mind to pray, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to say thank you, Lord, because no matter what we do, God, only what we do for you will last, God. And if we seek your face, God, even when the enemy tries to stand up against us, Lord, even when he tries to throw traps at us, oh God, and snares, oh God, to try to bind us and hinder us and take us off this walk, this road, this pathway, this race that you have set before us, God, you're able to keep us, God. You're able to sustain us, Lord. You're able to present us faultless, God. You are the rock of our salvation. And so we seek after your anointing. We seek after your presence. And we find ourselves this morning calling out on you in prayer. We need your help, oh God, today. Our children need your help, oh God, today. Our families need your help, Lord, today. God, our loved ones need your help, oh God, today. Oh God, our friends need your help, oh Lord, today, Lord. This city, oh God, needs your help, Lord, today. Churches need your help, Lord, today. We are nothing without you. We can't move without you, Lord. We can't even have our very being without you, God. You are everything that we need and more. And God, we need you to rise up among us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory rise up among us, Lord. Let your spirit rise up among us and fall afresh on us to equip us, oh God, with strength, oh God, to revive our bodies, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to renew our strength, oh God, day after day. Oh God, we need your renewing power every single day, God, to be transformed and renewed in our mind, Lord, to be strengthened in our bodies, oh God, and renewed in our body. You said in your word, they that wait upon the Lord, you'll do the renewing, God. You'll do the reviving, God. You'll breathe in life. And so, God, we need life, God, today. We need strength, oh God, today. We need the hope, oh God, that only you can give, God. Strengthen our mortal bodies, oh God, and revive our souls even now, Lord. I remember when Lady McCowan said on Sunday, we've asked for strength, and strength only lasts so much, oh God. It doesn't last always. But God, you can send about a revival, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that will send a refreshing wind, God, that will renew us completely, holy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You did it, Lord. You did it with the prophet, God. I believe it was Elijah, Lord. He saw those dry bones, or Ezekiel, thank you, Holy Ghost. He saw a valley of dry bones. And God, most of us, oh God, we come to the point where we are dry out, Lord. The strength that you've given us, Lord, it just gives us a refreshing for that period of time. Oh God, Samson, Lord, he was dried out, but he asked for strength, and that strength was just for that moment in time. But God, we need more, a revival, oh God, of just strength for a moment, Lord, but we need a revival to break forth, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you to send forth the winds, Lord. Send them from the east and send them from the west. Send them from the north and send them from the south, God, to breathe life into us, God. This great and mighty army that you have for you, send in the winds, God, even now. Hallelujah. Send in your glory, even now, Lord. Send in your refreshing wind, even now, God, and pour out your spirit upon us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. An anointing, God, that destroys yokes. An anointing, God, that changes lives. An anointing, God, such that men might be saved, Lord, that they may repent and say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. Oh, God, an anointing, Lord, that we can shift the atmosphere wherever we go, Lord, that your light may shine in us, Lord, that we may let people know that God can and God will in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we can imagine anything, God, open up our understanding and open up our minds that we may behold your glory, Lord, that we might not limit your greatness in our lives, but that we will release you to do supernatural, miracle-working, powerful things in the midst of your people. Eye has not seen it, ear has not heard it, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. What good things you have in store for them that fear you, God. You have something great in store for us, oh God. So, God, give us the ability, God, to imagine you doing great things in our lives. God, I see you saving my children, God. I know you.
co-workers, God. I know you can. I know you will, God. I see you, God, filling up my church, Lord. I know you can. I know you will, God. I see you fixing my finances, Lord. I know you can. I know you will, God. I see you healing our bodies, Lord. I know you can. I know you will, God. Just give us the mind to see. Give us the imagination to see. Oh, God, to trust you. Oh, God, to believe in you, that you can and that you will, that there's no good thing that you withhold from your people, Lord. Oh, God, give us an imagination that pleases you, Lord, an imagination that seeks after you, an imagination that yearns for more of you, yearns for your glory, yearns for your presence. Send the wind even now, God. Drive out everything that's unlike you. Let that wind carry away doubt. Let that wind carry away frustration, Lord. Send the wind even now, God. Let that wind carry around and carry out, God, bad attitudes, Lord. Oh, God, carnal minds, carnal thoughts, God. Oh, unholy ways, Lord. Oh, God, let that wind take those things away, and God, and breathe into us life, Lord. Breathe into us hope, Lord. Breathe into us peace, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, send the winds even now, Lord, and breathe life into these, your people, from the youngest to the oldest. Oh, God, from the richest to the poorest. We ask for a revival, Lord, for you to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, that your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will dream dreams, and old men will see visions. Lord, that's an imagination, Lord, because an imagination is something that we cannot see, Lord. It's not here. It's faith. And faith and imagination go hand in hand. We can believe it, God, but we want to imagine seeing your glory. Remember the song, I want to behold the beauty of your glory, Lord, and inquire in your temple, Lord. I want to see you, oh God, to see you in the beauty of your holiness, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, I magnify you and glorify you, oh God, because I see your presence in the room even now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. Glory to your name. For you are a strong tower. When we bless you, God, the righteous can run into your name and find safety. We have everything that we need and more in you. We don't have to go anywhere, God, but we can look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Open up our eyes that we might see, Lord. Open up our eyes. That's what Elisha told Gehazi. He asked for the Lord, he asked you, Lord, to open up his eyes that he might see that those that are for us are greater than those that are against us. I ask you this morning, Lord, to open up the eyes of your people that they may see what you see, Lord. I know we can't handle everything, God, that is out there, Lord. We don't want to see men walking around as trees, Lord. We can't handle that, Lord. But, God, give us a clear vision, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may behold the promises that you have for us, that we may have an imagination to believe that and daring enough to believe, God, that your promises are for us, are sure, God. You have spoken life into this ministry, Lord. People have prophesied, God, that we won't have enough room in that building, Lord, that we're in, Lord. Help us to be about our Father's business, God, as sheep must beget sheep, God. And help us, God, to share the good news of Jesus with someone. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they smell like. Send them in from the field of sin, Lord. We'll teach them. We'll train them up in the way they should go. We'll, God, pour your word into them so that you will pour your spirit into them. God, we'll lead them by example, Lord. Send them in, Lord, and drive out everything that's unlike you, Lord, that will cause flesh to get your glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor, and you deserve all the praise. Now, bless us on this day, God, as we set ourselves aside for your glory. We put this flesh under subjection. We lay aside every sin and every weight, and we give ourselves over away to you, God, make us holy and acceptable before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cleanse us with the blood of the Lamb, Lord, even now from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, and forgive us of all of our trespasses. Lord, we are not on a hunger strike today, but we are fasting and submitting ourselves to you. Holy Ghost, come no more and have your way. We've laid out petitions, Lord, that we need you to fix. God, only you can do it. Transform minds. Save, set free, deliver. God, only you can perform those things that we have placed before you. So honor our consecration and honor our praise on this day. Let the praises of our King, let it rise among us on this day. And God, we promise we'll give you glory all the day long. We give it to you now, Lord. We worship and adore you, Lord. We honor and adore you, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart, with all of our mind. Hallelujah. With all of our soul, because you are worthy. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. You are a mighty God. There's none like you. You are holy, Lord, King of kings, Lord of lords, the great I am, our Savior. You are holy. And so we thank you, God, for being a holy God. Make us holy like you are holy. Make us like you, Lord. Help us to reflect your image on this day. And we'll give you glory and honor and praise. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray this day. Amen and amen.